while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
People, right now you are locked into the More Than Just an Interview podcast, powered by 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family, monetized by our partners at Red Circle in partnership with Radio Pushers. On this More Than Just an Interview podcast, you're going to hear our thoughts on trending news, entertainment, Hollywood, the music industry, business world, issues that impact people every single day. The way we curate our stories here is totally different. You're going to get an unbiased viewpoint that reflects the mindset and the spirit and the energy of people all around the world. No matter what you say about life, balance is always the key. And we strive to exemplify balance on the More Than Just an Interview podcast. Lock in. Every day we drop a fresh content. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And I promise you, you're going to get unfiltered, calculated, non-explicit content, safe for all ages. All right? No ratchet news here. Everything's on the up and up and positive. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming on the More Than Just an Interview podcast, monetized by Red Circle, powered by 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Let's get it. The goal. People, you are locked in right now to the More Than Just an Interview podcast, coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 The Heat Miami. We are officially recording on location today in Las Vegas. Shout out to our monetization partners at Red Circle. Shout out to our syndication partners at iHeartRadio in partnership with 99.7 The Heat Miami. Want to give a big shout out to my co-host, Zoe Rosegold. The More Than Just an Interview podcast is currently a ranking in the top 100 on Apple. Make sure that you download us on Apple, rate us, share us. And if you are not on Apple, we are available on iHeartRadio and Spotify, as well as Amazon and Pandora. Adolph Robert Thornton Jr., born July 27, 1985. Now, to the common person, to the everyday person listening right now, you're like, who is Adolph Robert Thornton Jr.? That is young Dolph. Born on July 27th, 1985. Died on November 17th, 2021. Better known as young Dolph. Y-O-U-N-G space D-O-L-P-H. We're going to talk about young Dolph today. We're going to talk about not the music of young Dolph. We're going to talk about his business empire, his music empire, his legacy, but most importantly, him as a father, dying as a multimillionaire in music and in real estate. The fact that this young king had properties for his children, businesses, teaching them the game, spending time with all of them, creating music that was shaking the ground, creating plans to expand his empire from Memphis all the way to London and more. You see, when you think about his independent label, Paper Route Empire, which is also distributed with Empire, shout out to Empire, the whole team over there. Here's a young man who was actually born in Chicago, Illinois. But when you think about young Dolph and you think about his early life, you think about his career and you think about his personal life, here's somebody that's uniquely authentic on all levels.
When you go back to watch any interview, don't listen to the music. Just watch the interviews on Young Dolph. The main thing you hear in every interview is a humility and balance in his voice to stay grounded. See, the
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Music in the rap game was a means to an end. There was always a bigger plan for Young Dolph. Create the music, be in control of it. I don't want to sell out for a deal. Make enough interest up, create enough moving in the streets where I can make enough money to be able to move the way I want to move, invest the way I want to invest, understand the game, understand the business, and continue to help other people around me, you all. To help other people around me see the light. When you think about when this man died, it's been almost 3 years since this man died. It'll be 3 years this year in November. When you think about his death, when you think about what he left behind, it's really so bittersweet. Not only did he leave behind a multi-million catalog of music, but the impact in Memphis and in that city in Tennessee. The jobs, the future creation of jobs, the positive impact, the role model he was to so many different young Black artists coming up. Sometimes when people die, we think it's just the money that won't be made no more in the future. But it's their physical presence that's gone that gave people so much hope, because he understood the power of being a Black man in America, but also he understood the influence of being a Black man in America, which allowed him to move differently. He never heard about Young Dolph into mode. Foolishness. His whole situation was wrapped around creating music, creating companies, creating financial bridges for his people to cross so they can make it to the other side, called prosperity. And there's not a lot of people that do that in his position when they get the money. It's party girls, women, drugs, that's it. That wasn't the movement of Young Dolph. That wasn't the foundation of Young Dolph. Even when you think about his discography, the albums, the first album, when you think about that came out of 2026 in 2016, The King of Memphis, then Bulletproof, then Thinking Out Loud. Then in 2018, on September, he released Role Model. 2019, Drum and the Drummer. Rich Slade in 2020. Dumb and Dumber 2 on March 26, 2021. His music had a route, paper route. You see the similarities now? You see the genius? Young Dolph was never about trying to be something he wasn't. The reason why he was a millionaire so fast and his music resonated so deep with people was because he was uniquely authentic to his true gift and in his life. You see, people forget. People don't just validate you on wax. They validate you in real life. That's what makes everything. That's what makes you a star. See, people knew Nipsey in real life. So the music, it just cemented that. You can't do it back. You can't be fake on wax and then real and then think people gonna consider you real in real life. No, they knew what it was. And they embraced it like that. And this man dies in a hail of bullets buying at a cookie store, one of his favorite stores. Took his life for nothing. We got to understand what violence does in this culture of music. It is the only culture where people die without no rants. I'm going to say it again. It's the only culture where people die and there is no financial rents. It's territory. It's blackmail. It's, oh, he's too big. Let's get rid of him. That's the saddest thing in the world because it's still black on black crime. Now, one white person has held a gun to kill a rapper. Not one white person directly has held a gun to kill a rapper. And that's a scary thought. So who's killing him? And why? The people that killed Young Dolph. Anybody remember their names? Who killed them? Anybody know what they do for a living? Where they're from? What was the motive? Does anybody know any of that? Does that even make any... Does anybody know how it adds up? Because it doesn't. Because only in hip-hop culture can a nobody kill a somebody and then nobody remembers a nobody. That's the crazy part. There are four accused people that were involved. And Jamarcus Johnson, according to Wikipedia, pleaded guilty. On November 17, 2021, Thornton was fatally shot in Memphis while visiting Makita's homemade butter cookies, a bakery he frequently visited whenever he was back home. Two gunmen in a white two-door Mercedes-Benz gunned him down. An autopsy revealed that Thornton had 22 gunshot wounds from bullet injuries and exits. Some wounds were sustained in his forehead and back. Thornton was laid to rest on November 30th, 2021. A service was held at First Baptist Church on Broad Street. On January the 5th, 2022, police identified one of the suspects responsible for the murder as 23-year-old Justin Johnson and issued a first-degree murder warrant. Another suspect, 32-year-old Cornelius Smith, who was arrested for the theft of the used car in Dolph's murder, was indicted on first-degree murder, weapons possession, and theft charges on January the 11th. The same day, Johnson was captured by police in Indiana after law enforcement received over 500 tips. 21-year-old Shandell Barnett, a passenger of the vehicle Johnson was driving, was also arrested. On January 12th, Johnson and Smith were indicted on first-degree murder and other criminal charges, while Barnett was charged with being an after-the-fact assessor. Nobody was going to remember some of those people I just read off. Anybody remembers Young Dolph? We have to stop and look at the issue. The real issue and the real core of that issue with why murder constantly happens in this culture. We can't blame anybody else. We can't point anything. We have to turn the finger around to us. Because again, not one white person has taken a gun and killed somebody. You can say they benefit off the rap music when it's beef and all that. But they didn't pull up. So they were not in the white bull Chevy Caprice that pulled up and shot Tupac. They were not. Nor was they in the car that pulled up and shot Big. Nor was the 60-year-old that just got out of jail who killed Pop Smoke. And who said on No Jumper Podcast, I'm not sorry for what I did. There's a dangerous narrative. There is a dangerous narrative that constantly captures the lives of creatively talented people. Name me the person that Young Dolph murdered alive. Name me, give me his background where you can say he was arrested for murder and mayhem, domestic violence, drunk driver, none of that. The man was a philanthropist. He was a humanitarian. He was a businessman. All his kids have homes in their names. Millions of dollars. Work with some of the greatest producers, including Drummer Boy. All of that. When you think about this man, this king, he is dead. Gone. Four different people crafted a plan and said, I'm going to take him out. And what do they give to the coach? What do they give to this society? What jobs are they creating? And what color are they? What color is their skin? I don't want you to look at Young Dolph as a rap artist. I want you to study Young Dolph the man. This podcast interview is not about the rap music that he created. This podcast is about the type of person that he is. The type of character that he possesses. I want you to find out who his children are. I want you to find out how, I want you all to find out who his mother is and write his mother. Until I never met your son, but I want to let you know my thoughts are with you. I read about him. I'm so sorry that he was murdered in cold blood for nothing, because those people received nothing for killing him. Just like the idiot that killed Nipsey Hussle, he received nothing. Nothing worth where he is at. His life is over. His life was over when he shot Nipsey. His whole life was over. These people's life were over. When they killed XXX, it was over. When they killed Pop Smoke, that young kid who's out now talking crazy about he don't regret, he's going to regret that statement. Just give it time. But I want you to take notice of the life of Young Dolph. Find about all the positive things he's done. Outside of the music, just the person. Look at him as what he is. He is a human being. Look at all the great things he did before he died buying cookies for his family and other people. That's crazy. There is a dangerous narrative that exists amongst this culture, this music culture. You got to think about it. Why doesn't it stop? Why does it keep going? We're going to get into it in the next episode. But for right now, I want everybody to understand the humanity, the fatherhood, and the integrity. And the integrity of Adolph Robert Thornton Jr., a.k.a. Young Dolph. Born July 27, 1985. Died November 17th, 2021. Platinum records, gold records. Worked with the biggest producers in the game. Shout out to Drummer Boy Fresh. Worked with him. Got a gold plaque together. Going on platinum. These people matter beyond news. Find out who his mother is. Find out who his kids are. Find out how you can help donate to them. Because they're going to be, they have to remember their dad how they want to remember it. Even though he went out with 22 gunshot wounds from four people who are never going to see that they are alive again, the light of day again. Young Dolph led his life as a king, died on his feet, and then died because he was doing something wrong. He died doing everything right in life outside of music, and died because within the music, somebody wanted to take it away from. More Than Just an Interview podcast, episode 25. King Young Dolph. as we know it. Let's get it, people. Red Circle, Zoe Rose Gold, Memphis, Tennessee. Drummer Boy Fresh. Let's get it. Peace.